Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, our Redeemer. Amen. Over the next 3 weeks, we're going to start to take a look at boundaries. Because the Gospel of Mark, remember last week I talked about the fact that it's all about immediacy and urgency, right? And let's get out there and get going. The other thing is that Mark's Gospel is also very missional. And in here, in Mark's Gospel, we have Jesus, who is the Son of God, who comes in a way that there's a boundary that's being crossed. The very first boundary that's being crossed is that the divine comes here and dwells in this very place with us. The divine leaves this realm of holiness and comes in the form of a human being, Jesus, as a baby, and then growing up to be a teacher, a rabbi, a leader, and one who starts to what appears to be break all the rules. Jesus crosses boundaries. Remember I said that this was not about the weather. It's not about the weather. It's about crossing boundaries. What does Jesus say to the disciples? Let's go. Let's get in the boat and let's go to the other side. The other side can be very scary. But how do we know that the other side can be scary? Well, let me ask you this question. When you were a child, how many of you were placed in a playpen when you were a child? Anybody here put in a playpen? A pack and play? Anything like that? Yes, I see hands going up in the back. Even our children know. Yeah, we were put there. And there was a reason. There's a boundary that started to come around us for two reasons. One was to protect us from getting into anything, right? And I'm wondering if the other was to protect everything that was out there from us getting to it, right? Now we tend to do what? We tend to child-proof our homes. When I was a kid, there was no child-proofing. If you touched something, you went back into the playpen until you learned you don't touch that. You have respect for that. Now, how many of you slept in a crib when you were a baby or a bassinet? Yeah, you weren't put right into the bed, right? That's too scary. Kid may fall out. Kid may be running around the house. Kid may fall down the stairs. Our room was upstairs. And so I was placed in a crib, and then when my brother was born, I was put into a youth bed that had, you know, the little sides to keep you from falling out. And so one of the things that my mother used to say when my brother was in the crib, he was 3 years younger than I was, or 2.5 years younger, whatever you do, do not climb into your brother's crib. So, of course, what did I do? Because my mom, she liked to sleep in the morning, and she said, you stay in your bed, your brother will stay in his crib, the two of you shall not meet. I had two older brothers who shared a room. And so, of course, my mother could hear the thump as I attempted to climb up over the crib, right, boundary, and I fell on the floor. And then after about two or three thumps and I started crying, she would come in and say, didn't I tell you not to go into the crib? And so what was she protecting? She was protecting my little brother from me, right, because all I wanted to do was wake him up and play with him. You know, he was like a new toy, and I had a little brother to play with. Right? And she was protecting me from him possibly hurting me in any way at that time. Then we graduate into the, you can go out into the yard, but do not leave the premises, right? We couldn't play in the front yard. We could play where? In the backyard. Boundaries being set. How about this one? When you got to play in the front yard, and you wanted to go to your friend's house, your friend's house that you could go to could only be on the same side of the street. What was the boundary there? Don't cross the street. Don't cross over to the other side of the street. And it wasn't out of fear of what was on the other side of the street. It was out of fear that you might get hit by a car. So you had to stand there and wait until you had an older adult cross you over by hand to the other side of the street where your friend might have been waiting. How about this one? You can ride your bike, but I don't want you going off the block. We used to call it the block, right? So you could be on the same side of the street, no crossing the street. You could ride down to the end, turn around, ride back down, turn around, ride back down. Then it was, okay, you can ride your bike, but you can only go around the block on one side of the street. You see how the boundaries, right, they started to get open, more and more open. But there were certain boundaries, and if we all admit to ourselves, there were certain boundaries that our parents did not want us to cross. That's the story that we have happening here. The disciples were, Jesus says, let us cross to the other side. The other side was scary. Because on the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and it's more like a lake, on the other side were the Gentiles, the impure, those who were not Jewish, the other, the one who was different, totally different. And so for Jesus to say, let's get in the boat, we're going to the other side, they were probably saying, what? Are you serious? We're going there? Why are we going there? You shouldn't be going there. We shouldn't be going there. And so this story is all about the fear that starts to take over the disciples about going to the other side, going to the place where they should not be going based on their culture and their beliefs. That is the place where the impure live. And so the storm that's coming up is that storm of fear that starts to grip them. And Jesus calms their fears and says, really, why? Why are you afraid? Do you still not have any faith? Do you still not trust? You know, today we have boundaries, and those boundaries are in our mind. No one's placed those boundaries there. Perhaps there are boundaries that you might have grown up with, but those boundaries don't exist anywhere but in our mind. And Jesus calls to us and says, get in the boat. Come on. We have to go to the other side. And what are we going to meet there? I don't know. What did Jesus and the disciples meet when they got to the other side? I'm going to tell you exactly what they met. They met a madman who came running towards the boat with no clothes on and with shackles, in which he clearly ripped the shackles off. Now, you can almost hear the disciples saying, like, told you we shouldn't have done this. Look at what's coming at us. That's it. We're going to die. But what does Jesus do? Jesus calls the man who is possessed by the demons, the man who has been ostracized by his community, the man who's living among the tombs because he's virtually dead to a community. And he calls the demons out. Because, see, the demons know who Jesus is and says, what would you have with us, Jesus of Nazareth? He knows the legions. And Jesus calls those demons to come out of that man. And Jesus heals that man and brings that man back to full life. That he runs to the community and tells them what has happened. We need to go to the other side, but we're afraid. And I think lately we are more and more and more afraid. We're even afraid to say what the other side is. But we know what the other side is. It is the place where we are not comfortable. It's the place where people don't look like us. It's a place where it's different. We need to cross to the other side. I heard a story here in Fort Pierce, and we all have these stories from our childhood. And the story was that there was an avenue or a road that was the dividing line back in the 50s and the 60s, and where people of color were not permitted to come to the south side of that line, and people of non-color were not permitted to go to the other side, because there'd be consequences that would be paid for that kind of behavior. They were not permitted to go to the other side. You know something? We all can remember from our childhood places where we were told not to go because it was the other side. Jesus says, get in the boat and go to the other side. And you do not go alone. You go as a community. You go with me. The Holy Spirit calls us to open our hearts and to recognize the other side, that place that we are afraid of, and calls us to step boldly over that line. I want you to take a moment now and just to think to yourself, where is that place for you? What does it look like? What are you afraid of? Where might Jesus be calling you to go? Where might Jesus be calling you to encounter the other? Because when we say that Jesus has come for all, we mean all. Not people who look like us, but all. Every single human life. I invite you now to stand, and we're going to share the peace of Christ with each other. And we're going to not just do it around us on our safe side. We're going to cross over and greet each other with the love of God. The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with
you. And now let us share Christ's peace and Christ's love with each other. Amen. How are you?
Thank you.
Now I invite you to stand as we sing, You Never Let Go.